Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I'm David calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the owners responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Great. I'll start with the survey. I really appreciate your help on this. The first question, is your home a single-family home, a detached, or a townhome, apartment or condominium, a manufacturer or mobile?
Single-family home.
Single? Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you so much. Please tell me if you remember in what year was your home built?
2016.
Thank you so much. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
3.5.
Thank you. Have you or any others in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, Category 5 hurricane.
Well, Category 4.
Four. Thank you. Can you tell me the name and or the year of the Category 4 hurricane?
Ian.
Ian. Is that I-A-N?
Yes.
Thank you. How, well, have you or any others in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Thank you. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
$90,000.
$90,000. Thank you so much. The next question. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
Debris hitting the roof.
Oh, okay. Well, we have two options between these ones. Wind debris breaking windows or wind damaging the roof?
Wind damaging the roof.
Okay. Was that the only one? We also have ocean surge, flooding. Oh, okay. Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane, related tornado, or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable.
Somewhat vulnerable. Is that your answer?
Yes.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
We have a generator, we have the hurricane shutters, we have foodstuffs and water.
Thank you. Let me save your responses. One second. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours or other, and you can specify.
Maybe 3 days out.
3 days out. Okay, between the options, would that be, we have the 48 hours when hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours? Or
yeah.
When a hurricane, is that, okay,
no.
Thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not certain at all?
Very certain.
Thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. It could be internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, or other.
Well, we have notifications from the county through an app on our phone. So I don't know what you count that as.
Oh, okay. On your phone, what is it called? I'm sorry, could you repeat your answer?
It's an alert from Lee County.
An alert app.
Yes.
That you have on your phone.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Before we continue, I really like to thank you for all the answers that you have provided so far. Thank you so much for really helping me a lot. The next question is, I'm saving your response. The next question, well, before we continue on this one, we also have radio, TV, newspaper, print media, friends and family, WhatsApp and social media, internet sources. Is there any other one? Besides, you can pick two more.
Well, we use the TV and the radio.
Okay, thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I would say a 5. We're prepared.
Thank you so much. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? For example, a cost of childcare, cost of insurance, transportation cost, cost of housing, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes or other, and you can specify. Or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness.
I would say those costs have not affected it.
I'm sorry? Is none of them?
They have none of them, yeah.
None of them has affected my hurricane preparedness. Okay, thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes, flood zone. Yes, evacuation zone. Yes, both flood and evacuation zone, or neither flood nor evacuation zone.
It is an evacuation zone, yes.
Evacuation zone, thank you. What is the letter designation for the evacuation zone?
Is it letters or numbers?
Letter.
Letter. So it's the second one, so it must be, is that B?
B? Okay, B is Category 3 and above hurricanes. Is that your...
Oh, that sounds right, yeah.
Okay, thank you. When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never. Other, and you can specify.
If we're ordered to evacuate, we'll evacuate.
If emergency management officials order you to evacuate.
Yes.
Thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the estate, as far as possible to another estate. You would not leave under any circumstances or other, and you can specify.
We'd go to a friend and family within the state, though. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. How many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
Thank you so much. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I'm pretty sure it's $9,000.
$9,000. Thank you so much. How confident are you that you could come up with $9,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I am certain, and I could come up with the full $9,000. I could probably come up with the $9,000. I could probably not come up with the $9,000. I am certain, and I could come up with the $9,000. Or if
I'm certain we can come up with it.
Okay, thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Has it decreased significantly over 10%? Has it decreased somewhat between 1 to 10%? It remained the same, or increased somewhat between 1 to 10%? Or it increased significantly over 10%? Or you don't?
Hmm. Trying to think how, I know it increased. I'm trying to think if it was, I think it was 1 to 10%.
Thank you. How about in the last 1 to 3 years?
The first question was in the last year, right?
Correct. The first question was in the last year. The second
in the last
one,
year.
Yes.
Oh, this, in 3 years. Well, it just increased the one this last year. It didn't increase before that.
Oh, okay. Between the options, we have remained the same. We have decreased significantly. Over 10%, it decreased on 1 to 10%. It increased on 1 to 10%. It increased significantly over 10%. Or if you don't know, then you can also say it.
I'll say I don't know that.
Okay. And how about within, in the last 3 to 5 years?
Well, we've only been here the 3 years.
Oh, 3 years?
So,
okay, so.
Yeah.
Okay, don't know for the rest of the 3 to 5 and also for the 5 to 10 years then.
Yeah.
Thank you. Let me save your responses. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes? No? I have already dropped my insurance? Or not applicable, don't have insurance.
Oh, I would not drop my insurance.
Okay, is your answer no?
No.
Thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government shall help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Oh, I would say federal and state.
Thank you. We're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for the answers that you have provided so far. The next one, on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
That's a good question.
One is no confidence, 3 reasonable confidence, or 5 very high confidence.
How about a 4?
We have 4, thank you. And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I'll say a 3 on that.
Thank you. How much confidence do you have that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I'll say a 3.
Thank you. How much confidence that the new developments take into account flood risks?
I'll say 3.
Thank you. And the last one from this section, how much confident that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Oh, well, they've increased them a lot, so I'll say a 4 on that.
for it. Thank you so much. And next, I would like to ask a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? Yes, I believe it is happening and I'll be affected. Or yes, I believe it is happening, but I do not know if I'll be affected. Yes, I believe it is happening, but I'll not be affected. No, I do not believe it is happening, or I don't know if it is happening.
I don't know if it's happening.
Thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Moderately concerned.
Thank you. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? You can select, you can pick three. I'll mention them. Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job, or other, and you can specify.
Community.
Neighborhood?
Neighborhood. And price. And was taxes
right
on there? And
taxes. Taxes and fees.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that's an option. Taxes and fees. Thank you. Okay. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to less than 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Well, we'll say more than 20 years. So I plan on staying here.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for your answer. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
I'm 67.
Thank you so much. What is your gender?
Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Thank you so much. Are under 12 years old?
None.
Okay. And how many are 65 or older?
65. Well, it's my husband, so there's no children, so it's older.
Okay.
I mean, there's no kids.
Oh, okay, so both of you are 65 or older. Well, you are
yes.
65 or older. Is there? Okay, thank you both.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, or married, or living with a partner? Widow, divorce, separated, or other, and you can specify.
Married.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of your household? Between these options, we have less than high school, some college graduate degree, or other, and you can specify.
Graduate degree.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic and sorry, Latino descent?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Yes. Are you of Hispanic, Latino descent?
Oh, no.
No. Thank you. What racial groups do you identify yourself? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Asian, Native American, or other, and you can specify?
White.
Wait, thank you so much. What language is the most often spoken in your home?
English.
Thank you so much. We're almost done. Please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75 to 100,000, or over 100,000.
75 to 100.
Thank you so much. Well, these were all the questions I have. Thank you very much for your responses. I really appreciate that you helped me a lot with this. Have a nice evening.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.